This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. Yesterday, Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng apologised for a lack of action to help Sungai Lembu villagers despite numerous complaints about a polluting illegal carbon filter factory in their backyard. The apology revealed that the Pakatan-led Penang state government has a policy of not demolishing or closing down illegal structures or businesses that existed before it took over power in 2008. Recently, the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission arrested a Penang state exco member in connection with this case. On the line is Penanti Assemblywoman Dr. Nolila Arifin, who first raised the issue of the illegal factory back in May 2015. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want to begin with the kind of noise that's happened around this case before we get to the actual case. Can I ask you first, you were reported as saying, I don't think I'll be contesting the next general election. I'm not comfortable after exposing the illegal factory. I only wanted the factory to comply with regulations. I just wanted to fix the problem. Is this an accurate picture of your current position? Good morning.
Yes, I'm listening. I'm just a bit stunned of the first question of the question. Okay. Well, it's just that when this happened, I was at the hospital. It was totally unexpected. I was in the hospital because of the, I had a stroke before on the 21st of July, and I have been hospitalized again because of a few episodes after that, and therefore it came as a surprise to me too that, but at that time, my first reaction or feeling about it on the hospital bed was, when I saw the news, was, oh, I said, you know, I am so relieved that finally the operation of the factory is finally being, you know, being closed, or some a real action that the people can see is being done to the, because previously I had raised the matter since February 2015, you know, and until the recent state legislative meeting assembly in May, and I had also asked the same questions like, when are the actions going to be taken, because I had received an 18-page signed petition from the villagers around, I think, you know, between 168 to 180 signatures, because they were still asking, you know, why is the plant still operating? So the reaction when I first saw the news was relief. So that's why I said Alhamdulillah, because I am Muslim, thank God. But I did not realize that, and I said, okay, if I leave, terima kasih as PRM, but I really did not realize that.
Okay, so you're talking about the news, both the closing down the factory, but also the arrest of the state exco member. Was that something? I know you've taken a lot of flack for that, and you've come out to say that you were not to blame for the arrest. Do you feel supported in your efforts to serve your constituents by the state government, by the leadership?
First, I just want to say that my reaction of being released and thanking SPRM had nothing to do with the arrest. It was just about finally some action on the factory, on the illegal factory, because of all the petition and all that. So I just want to say that the feeling of relief is only because of the factory, because of the grouses from the aduan from the penduduk for 2 years now. So as far as the penduduk is concerned, as long as the plant is seen to be operating, they feel like I have not done my job. And when the penduduk is not happy with that, maybe they think, why is so long no action taken? So I just want to put it very clear that I'm about the arrest of YBC Bumpo. that is something that is not that reaction that I was talking about the release. The arrest is something for me. It's like it only came later that day, and I only looked at it. But I don't want this to be, because normally, previously, all the other complaints of illegal factories or whatever illegal activities has been solved at the MPSB directorate level. So they were able to dismantle the plant or get the owner of the land to do whatever, you know, to abide by the regulations.
Dr. Nirlal, I want to ask you if you were aware that the Penang state government had this policy of not dismantling, illegal structures or businesses that existed before the Pakatan government took power in 2008. Were you aware of this policy?
I haven't not read the policy word by word, but I am aware in the meeting in May 2015, when I attended the meeting, because we had gone into the plan together with the authorities. So in May, when we had the meeting, I was told that there was a pemutihan, a legalization process with the factory. So I understood that the authorities were trying to help the plant to be legalized, meaning complying with all the guidelines by DOE and also all the OSC regulations and all that, because on the 6th of May, a lorry driver had fallen into the pit and he was burned and subsequently died. So meaning there were two issues here. One is the complaint that it posed a health risk to the residents, whether it was perceived or whether it was real, I at that time did not know. That's why I had brought it up to the internal meeting, the Jawatan Kuasa Tindakan Daerah, to ask the health department to investigate the list of names of people who were sick. So those names were given by the JKKK. And I don't have privy or access to any of the hospital records. So they did the investigation. And I think if they found that the factory did not pose any health risk, then what they should have done was they should have then, you know, go to the villagers, call me up and maybe do a dialogue to explain that it was not a health risk. It did not pose any health risk. But the other issue, because there were about 8 to 10 lorries going in and out of the factory every day because they were burning the sawdust, about 2,000 tons a month. And a lorry driver did fall into it and the villagers tried to save him. And I was call and I went there around 4 o'clock after the meeting. So for me, it's like you have to take it seriously. If you got 8 to 10 lorries going into the facility with the sawdust and everything, and I went inside there and I didn't see any proper safety, meaning you could easily fall into the pit, and the lorry driver did fall.
So Dr. Nirlal, we're running out of time. Very quickly, I want to ask you, in your opinion, is this a question of corruption or is this just a question of a badly managed public issue?
On the corruption issue, that is not for me to say because, I mean, I did not file the report to SPRM. And all I did as my capacity is to bring up to the proper channel, which as a state legislator, I bring up to the Jawatan Kuasa Tindakan Daerah because you've got all the agencies there. And as I said, if it was paused, because the JKK had actually sent a letter to the company explaining they were concerned about their health. But what the company did, instead of having dialogues with us, with the villagers, what they should have, they issued a lawyer's letter that they would summon. They would summon the JKK for sending the letter or saying that the factory could have posed a health risk. So if there was no health risk, if the plant is safe and everything. It was good for our environment because they were helping to help save the 2,000 ton of sawdust from being dumped into the landfill. You know, they were doing, they were helping with the environment and turning it into activated carbon for water filters. Then they should have come to the villages and explained, because these are really rural people. I mean, I'm not a medical doctor, so when I get the, and I don't have privy to, I'm not the authority in the sense that were they following, were the pollution within the DOE guidelines or not. I'm only the messenger, so please don't kill the messenger. I'm just speaking on behalf of the villagers, and you have to be mindful that these people are in the rural area. Most of them are really poor, and a lot of them are senior citizens. So when they see that people are getting sick, and this is a plant that's been there for 10 years, they would have perception that, you know, things, it could have been caused of by the plant. And actually, there was an accident and somebody died there, fell into the pit. So there are safety issues. So
Thank you very much. Sorry, we're running out of time. That was Pananti Assemblywoman for PKR, Dr. Nolila Arifin, speaking from Penang.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.